USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Wall Street closing with stocks lower amid investor concerns over the banking sector. This comes after the closures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, when experts said some investors believe major developments regarding banks could happen over the weekend. America's biggest banks are coming to the rescue of First Republic.
11 banks deposited a total of $30 billion into First Republic after depositors pulled billions of dollars out of the bank. The deal was put together by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, and other U.S. power brokers. In a joint statement on Thursday, the financial leaders said, "This show of support by a group of large banks demonstrates the resilience of the banking system." I'm Skip Kelly.
An indictment of former President Trump could come next week. Multiple reports say security preparations are underway in New York City for a possible indictment. The preparations are happening should Trump be charged with alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. One woman remains hospitalized and four others are recovering following a fentanyl incident in a New Jersey mall. Cops say the five female employees overdosed in the parking garage, which is when a nurse working nearby rushed to help, along with cops who arrived with Narcan to revive them.
You know, we talk about this as overdoses, but I think we're seeing a lot. To your point, it's more about poisoning. A lot of the folks that are victims to this don't know exactly what they're taking.
Hackensack Police Director Raymond Guidetti says it only takes 2 milligrams of fentanyl to kill someone. Russia is brushing off an arrest warrant issued for President Vladimir Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. The International Criminal Court issued the warrant, but a foreign ministry spokeswoman said ICC decisions have no meaning for Russia. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the accusations from the court were outrageous and unacceptable. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into lengthening the recording time of the cockpit voice recorder following a series of near collisions on U.S. runways recently. The FAA said it was looking into require recorders to capture 25 hours of information. They currently only capture the most recent 2 hours of sound in the cockpit. The process itself can take a couple of years. A train derailment out west leaked fuel. Skip Kelly has more.
Another train derailment, this time in Washington State, has caused another fuel spill. The derailment happened shortly after midnight Thursday in Anacortes, and officials say 2 engines, a buffer car, and 4 tank cars were involved. The 2 locomotives derailed, and one of them spilled 3,100 gallons of diesel fuel on the ground. 600 gallons of diesel were recovered. The remaining soil will be removed and taken to a permitted facility. No one was injured in the derailment.
President Biden attended a Friends of Ireland caucus earlier today here on St. Patrick's Day with a special luncheon on Capitol Hill. The president was joined by the Prime Minister of Ireland and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. In remarks, McCarthy noted both he and the president are Irish-American and have come together to break bread in honor of the holiday. He compared their relationship to that of former President Ronald Reagan and former House Speaker Tip O'Neill. Peacock is renewing its series Bel Air for a third season. The series is a dramatic reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.